The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Daniel Kinahan is expected to be held in the state's maximum security facility in Portlaoise if he is extradited. Kinahan was, of course, arrested as part of a secret joint operation between the Garda and authorities in the United Arab Emirates earlier this month. Here to tell us more is Crime World's Nicola Tallant and criminologist Trina O'Connor. You're both very welcome to the programme. To come to you first, Nicola, why is Portlaoise Prison considered to be the suitable place for housing somebody as notorious as Daniel Kinahan?
Well, I think it's still seen as one of the highest, most secure prisons in Europe. You know, it was built in a time and for a different reason, I suppose, for terrorists when there would have been breakouts from jails, etc. So it's very well run, and there are separate wings in it that where people are held, you know, like-minded people are still held. So it would be seen as the most suitable for the likes of Daniel Kinahan. You know, it sounds mad when you say about prison breakouts, and, you know, you sound as if you're operating on a different planet. You're working for Netflix. But in actual fact, an associate of Kinahan, a guy called Nawaf Al-Fassi, a Dutchman who was lifted here in Ireland, was held initially in Portlaoise Prison while the Dutch authorities looked to bring him back only in recent years on a trial for a number of gangland murders. And there was a plan to break him out. And the plan was unravelled by the Gardaí, by Dutch police. And in actual fact, the Dutch military sent in their own plane and removed him, you know, before he was due to, so as that plan couldn't be carried out. So you've got that, but you've also got the fact that Daniel Kinahan would be a target himself. So within the prison walls, they want to keep him safe too.
I'm sure one of the big concerns, should he be extradited, is not just keeping him safe within these prison walls, but within the prison environment, but if he has to be transported from the prison to and from court.
Yeah, so Sean McGovern, who's his number two, has just been and is in court this morning for the end of his sentence hearing. So there's a lot of security around that. That would be a high risk point when they're being transported. Again, it sounds very fantasy, and, you know, it sounds a bit silly that would the game not be up when they're actually arrested and jailed. But these people are living in quite a fantasy world with, you know, there is no question but they could attempt something like that. So the security's massive. We've got an indication of how much that costs when last year, I think it was, or the year before, I was in London at the Old Bailey and Bomber Kavanagh was up on charges. And the judge actually described that him coming to court to the Old Bailey, the security around that cost £30,000 sterling per day.
So that will just give you a sense of what it would cost if a figure like Daniel Kinahan were to be extradited back here. To bring you in, Trina, there's an interesting piece in the front of the Irish Times today, and it's quoting the head of the prison service here, and she talks about the increase in the number of gangs that we are seeing and operating within the prison system. It's gone up by 15 to 34 in the past years. How effective is the policy of separating rival gangs across prisons such as Mountjoy Prison, Wheatfield Prison, and indeed Portlaoise?
Service uses, they use a colour-coded system to stop rival gangs from mixing during things like exercise or maybe in the eating area. So actually the prison service are very effective at this. They've been very successful at stopping potential violence breaking out within the prison, and they use de-escalation techniques which have proven to be very good over the last number of years, because they have seen an increase. I mean, currently there's 172 members of gangs across the state in prison, and we're also seeing a rise in the numbers within prison, and it actually exceeds the capacity by 15%. Daily averages have increased by 7.8% in 2024. So the prison service themselves are dealing with an overpopulation as well as everything else. And that can lead to increased violence, like 37% of prisoners on prison assaults have increased, and gang activity does increase, alongside all of the other issues that come with prison overcrowding.
Overcrowding must also make it more and more difficult to try and keep these gang members separate.
Yeah, without a doubt, actually, prison overcrowding can turn a prison into a survival environment rather than a rehabilitation environment, which is what our prisons are designed to do, because it reduces access to things like education, training, therapies, and it focuses all of the resources solely on containment. And it also is dehumanisation of the prisoner themselves. Like, the living conditions are cramped spaces. Cells are designed for far fewer occupants. Some cells are getting bunked now where there normally would be single occupancy. And it's a health and safety crisis as well, because even down to sanitary facilities, there's a lack of adequate sanitary facilities. And then, I suppose, crucially for prisoners, the mental health decline is there. So, you know, in one report, it was reported that 33% of prisoners were on a waiting list, waiting on therapy. And this can lead to higher rates of self-harm. And it can also lead to more bullying as well, because people in mental health crisis are more vulnerable.
OK, let me bring back in Nicola Tallant here, because we know Daniel Kinahan is currently in the UAE. Where is that extradition process at, Nicola?
So the extradition process is in train as such. We know nothing that happens in the UAE because it's not an open system. You can't send a journalist around to kind of cover any mentions or anything like that. You just know when the person's on the way home. Now, if you look at Sean McGovern, his number two, who's gone before him, there was an 8 month wait between his arrest and his extradition as he fought that. I would say that we can halve the time of that. So you're looking at 4 to 6 months before Kinahan is on a plane, or before we send our own, you know, I think we sent one of the military aircrafts out to collect McGovern. It'll probably be the same. So that's the sort of timeline I think I'm looking at. I don't think it's going to happen any quicker. He will fight it. There's absolutely no way somebody like him is going to roll over and just, you know, make his way back here to Ireland to face trial on the kind of charges that he's looking at. So that's next. And I think trial wise, you're probably into next year. You know, it does take a while. There'll have to be a book of evidence given to him. He will have to be afforded the time to allow his defence, you know, make their case as well.
But you would be confident that the prison service here has the experience and the capacity to process a high risk, high profile inmate should Daniel Kinahan be extradited back to Ireland?
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the prison service here, even with McGovern, there was a string of meetings that were had in relation to him. He would be another high profile target, even though he's not as high profile to the general public. He is within gangland. You know, somebody's number two is almost as important. And there was a lot of meetings, and certainly there was a lot of discussion about how he was going to be held. I think, as far as I know, he's still in 23-hour lockup. He gets out for exercise for an hour. He hasn't been moved into the general prison population, although he has indicated he would like to go into the wing, which would be headed up by Patter Keating, a former associate of his, and that he'd be happy to do so. He seems to be somebody that's able to do his time. He has, you know, you can see it from him that he has accepted that this is, you know, the next tranche of his life. I'm not so sure Daniel Kinahan will be able to suck that up in the same way, but it remains to be seen.
Crime World's Nicola Tallant and criminologist Trina O'Connor, thanks so much for speaking to us on the Clare Byrne.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts. Program.